This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. We continue in Masechta Yevamos. Yesterday we learned the Shita of Rava. Rava says Erva does not need a pasuk because Ein Asei Doichal Eisa Sei Sheish Bakaris. Rava doesn't agree with the fact that the Braisa says Aleha teaches me that you don't do Yibam to an Erva. Rava says Erva Gufa Lo Tzricha Kra, and I need a pasuk for the Tzara. So the Gemara ended up saying, Gemara had a Kasha. Let's start from the Kasha about seven lines up from Hey Amin Aleph. Umayishna Erva Deloy Tzricha Kra. Why is it that Erva does need a pasuk? De'ein Asei Doicha Lois Asei Sheish Baikaris. Because Asei is not Doicha Lois Asei Sheish Baikaris. So the mitzvah of Yibam cannot push off the Isser Kares of Erva. Tzara Nami Loi Tibayikra. Tzara also should not need a pasuk. Because once the pasuk says v'yishael achoisa leisikach, once the pasuk says v'yishael achoisa leisikach litzrar legalos ervasa aleha b'chayeha, and then it says you're not allowed to do it, and it says there's a kare, so then of course you can't marry the tzara b'makam yibam. So it says litzrar, which implies not achisish not sarasa, and then it says kareis. So we know that Tzara is chayiv kares for living with a Tzara. So if you're chayiv kares, obviously you do not have to, you would not do yibum to a Tzara. Amar le Rav Acha bar Bibi Mar, Rav Acha bar Bibi Mar, said Luravina, hachi kamar mishmei de Rava. This is what was said in the name of Rava. Not only does Erva not need a pasuk, but the Tzara doesn't need a pasuk either. Tzara does not need a pasuk either. Tzara nami lo yitzrich kra. Why? Ki yitzrich kra, when do we need a pasuk? Lemishri tzara shaloi b'makai mitzvah. To matter a tzara, not in the place of a mitzvah. In other words, I don't need a pasuk of aleha to say that you can't do yibam to a tzara. Because once you're now to live with the tzara's erva, so of course you would not do yibam because ein asei doicha lo yisasei sheish baikares. The pasuk of Aleha is saying that a tzara is only aser b'makam Aleha, b'makam Yibam, not shaloi b'makam Yibam. My time, Rashi learns the question of my time is, how do I see from Aleha that shaloi b'makam mitzvah tzaras erva is mutter? Amarkra, the pasuk says, Aleha, b'makam Aleha hu de'asiri. When there is a mitzvah of Yibam, because Aleha is said in the context of Yibam, Yivama Yavai Aleha. So b'makam Yibam, Tzara is Asar. Shalai b'makam Yibam, Sharia. But not b'makam Yibam, she's Mutter. So that is what Rava would do. I don't need a pasuk for Erva, according to Rava. I don't need a pasuk for Tzara, according to Rava. What do I do with Aleha? That Tzara is only Asur Makam Yibam, Shalai B'Makam Yibam, a Tzara is Mutter. Okay. So, the Gemara continues. Amar Le Rami Bar Chama L'Rava. Rami Bar Chama has the following Gevaldig Akasha for Rava. If Aleha is saying that the Isser of Litzrar is only B'Makam Aleha, and Shalai B'makam Aleha, it's Mutter, then maybe Aleha is saying that Arayas are only Asur B'makam Yibam, Shalai B'makam Yibam, you can live with Arayas. After all, the Isha Alachoisa, Lo Yisikach, Litzrar, Legalis, Avrasala B'chaya. So maybe you can only not live with your wife's sister, B'makam Yibam, but Shalai B'makam Yibam, you could marry your wife's sister. Amar le Rami bar Chama l'Rava, Ema erva gufei. Let us say erva itself shaloi b'makom mitzvah tishtri. If it's not b'makom mitzvah, it should be mutter. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's absurd. If an erva is aser b'makom yibum b'makom mitzvah, all the more so it should be aser shaloi b'makom mitzvah. The lav kavachaymer, who it's not a kavachaymer, b'makom mitzvah asira, b'makom mitzvah it's aser shaloi b'makom mitzvah sharia. And shaloi b'makam mitzvah, it's mutter. I mean, Would that make any sense that an erva is only asamakim mitzvah and shleim makim mitzvah she's mutter? So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? What kind of kavachomer is that? That is very logical. We see the same thing by the tzara amalei. Rava bar Cham bar Chama said back to Rava, tzara toichiach. The tzara demonstrates not like this. In a place of a mitzvah, it's aser. V'shalai b'maka mitzvah sharia. Not in a place of a mitzvah, it's mutter. Amar lei. So that's the kasha. Rami bar Chama wants to know, why don't I learn out from Aleha that Arva is only aser b'makaim mitzvah and shalai b'makaim mitzvah, Arva is mutter. Says Gemara, Amar lei. Rava says back, Aleha amar kra, about you, the pasuk says, Bechayeha, it says Veisha Elachoisa Loisikach Litzrar Legalois Aleha Bechayeha. Do not live with your wife's sister in your wife's lifetime. From there we learn, so long as your wife is alive, whether it's B'makoy Mitzvah or it's Shaloi B'makoy Mitzvah, your wife's sister is Asur. We learn it out from the word Bechayeha. Otherwise, why would it have to say Bechayeha? So Gemara says, what are you talking about? I need Bechayeha to say that you're only allowed to live with your wife's sister when your wife is alive, but if your wife is no longer alive, you're allowed to live with her sister. Hai b'chayeha mi boilei lemutei lachar misa. This word b'chayeha is needed to exclude that you're allowed to live with your wife's sister after she dies. So Gemara says, no, I know that. In other words, Rava is saying from Rava is saying from b'chayeha I learn that erva is aser shalai b'makai mitzvah. So Rami bar Chama says back, no, I need that to teach. I need b'chai aleha to say la'achar misa's mutter. So Rava says, no, I already know that from the isha el achoisa nafka. It's only your wife and her sister. It's only as long as your wife is there. That I already learned out from the isha el achoisa that the wife's sister is only aser b'chayeha. So what do I do with aleha? What do I do with the b'chayeha, the word b'chayeha? B'chayeha is kol b'chayeha asura, even shaloi b'makam. In other words, Rava says the fact that a woman is mutter after, the fact that your wife's sister is mutter after your wife dies, that I learned from v'isha l'choisa. And therefore, b'chayeha is freed up to teach me kol b'chayeha that erva is aser shaloi b'makayim mitzvah. Says the Gemara, ime ve'isha l'achoisa. No, I can't learn out that a woman's sister is only aser while your wife is alive. You can't learn that from ve'isha l'achoisa, because I would think that if you divorce your wife, you can marry her sister. Hava mina nizgar shasharia. I would have thought, if you divorce your wife, she becomes mutter. Talmud loymar b'chayeha. Therefore, it teaches in her lifetime, kol shebechayeha. As long as she's alive, the afagav the niskar shalai, even though you divorce her, you still can't live with her. And then it comes out that the word b'chayeha is not free, and Rami bar Chama's question is reinstituted. In other words, why don't I say that an erva is only aser b'makam yibam and not shaloi b'makam yibam? And don't say I need that pasuk to say, don't say I learn out from b'chayeha that kol she b'chayeha asura, because b'chayeha I learn out that a wife's sister is aser in the lifetime of your wife. And don't say that I learned out from isha al-achoysa, because from isha al-achoysa I would think that even nizgarsha is mutter. So I need b'chayeha to say, no, nizgarsha is prohibited. So we're back to the question. And I just want to mention that the learning tonight should be Le'iloi Nishmas Rav Shmuel Shmalka ben Rav Moshe Yosef. So that's the question. The question is, maybe just like Tzara is only Aser B'makayim Mitzvah, Erva should also only be Aser B'makayim Mitzvah. Just like Tzara is only Aser B'makayim Mitzvah, because we learn out that Litzrar is only by Aleha, maybe the Erva is only by Aleha. Ela Amar Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa Mishmeda Rava, but rather Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa said the name of Rava. You cannot possibly say that Erva is Mutter Shalai B'makai Mitzvah. Trei Kroi ksivi. Now, by the way, if you're going to say that erva is mutter shaloi b'makayim mitzvah, are you going to say that all the arayos are mutter shaloi b'makayim mitzvah or only achos isha? After all, don't we have a hekish to all the arayos? So if all the arayos are hukish to achos isha, then we should say all arayos are, erva is only aser b'makayim mitzvah, not shaloi b'makayim mitzvah. So the Aruch Lener says the Gevaldig Achidosh. If you remember Rava said that Aleha does not, Erva does not need a Pasuk. Why? Why doesn't Rava say, like the Gemara's second answer, that we make a Hekish from Eishas Ach, just like Eishas Ach is Mutter B'makam Yibam, other Arayah should be Mutter B'makam Yibam? Tosfos said that it is Rava's opinion that the Hekish was only said L'chumra, not L'kula. So here also, if we're going to say Achos Isha is Mutter, Shaloi b'makay mitzvah, we would not use the Hekish to say all the Arayos are Mutter, Shaloi b'makay mitzvah, because in Shitas Rava, the Hekish was only taught L'chumra and not L'kula. Okay. So, again, the question is, maybe Erva is only Asar b'makay yibam ela amar Rav Huna bar tachlifa mishmei de Rava. Trey Kroy, we have two psukim, ksivi, ksiv, isha, el achoysa, loisikach, litzrar. It says a woman and her sister do not take as co-wives. That seems to aser erva and the tzara, litzrar, two women. Uksiv, and it says further in the pasuk, legalois erva sa, you're not allowed to reveal her erva. The chada mashma. That refers to only one woman and not her tzara. So the pasuk has two connotations over here. The pasuk says that two women are aser, and the pasuk says one woman is aser. So how do you reconcile that? So we're going to say b'makom yibam the erva and her tzara is aser. Shaloi b'makom yibam, only the tzara is aser, only the erva is aser, and not the tzara. In other words, the questioner of Rava said, "Well, why don't we say the erva is also mutter shaloi b'makom yibam?" In other words, we want to say shaloi b'makom yibam, everyone is mutter, right? And b'makom yibam, everyone is aser. But then we would have a major problem, because we know sometimes everyone is aser, and sometimes only one person is aser. So how do you establish the pasuk that says one person is aser? That must mean shaloi b'makom yibam, and that's referring to the erva. In other words, when do we say litzrar, that two women are aser? That's b'makom yibam, and erva and the tzar are aser b'makom yibam. When do we say only one woman is aser, the erva is aser? That's shaloi b'makom yibam. So that's an answer to the question. The question was, maybe Aleha is saying shaloi b'makom yibam, even erva is mutter. That can't be, because how would you be mukme? How would you establish the pasuk of legalois ervasa, which is chada mashma? Ha keitzad b'makom mitzvah shteyan asuros, b'makom mitzvah they're both asur. Shaloi b'makom mitzvah, but not in a place of mitzvah. He asura, the erva is asur. The tzara is muteres and the tzara is mutter. You hear the answer? We have a stira in the pasuk. The pasuk implies sometimes two women are aser and sometimes one woman. So we're saying b'makay mitzvah two women, shalai b'makay mitzvah the erva. Says Gemara, epachana. Why don't we flip it? Why don't we say two women are aser, shaloi b'makay mitzvah, and one woman is aser b'makay mitzvah? Maybe the tzara is only aser shaloi b'makay mitzvah, and b'makay mitzvah she's mutter. Eipachana, b'makay mitzvah he aser b'tzaras menas. Maybe b'makay mitzvah the tzara is mutter, v'shaloi b'makay mitzvah shteyan asurais. Because it's more mistaber to say that, says Rashi, because the word aleha, it says isha el achoisa. Loisikach litzrar. So on litzrar, we don't have any qualification. Legalois ervasa. When we're talking about one woman, the one woman is aleha, only b'makom yibam. Maybe the one woman is only us, b'makom yibam. Says the Gemara, Im kein lo yomer aleha. If so, it didn't have to say aleha. Because if it wouldn't say aleha, we would still have a stira. Litzror is mashma two women. Legali servosa is mashma one woman. And logically, where should it be more chamor, b'makom mitzvah or shaloi b'makom mitzvah? More logically, the two women should be also shaloi b'makom mitzvah, and b'makom mitzvah, only one woman should be aser. So without aleha, that's what our conclusion would have been. So the aleha has to be telling me a chiddush, that it's telling me something that's perhaps counterintuitive, that b'makom yibum, both women are aser, and erva and her tzara, and shalai b'makom yibum, the erva is aser and the tzara is mutter. Amarle, so far so good. So far your zechusim are working very well, that we have some basic understanding of the Gemara. And Be'ez Hashem, we're confident in the zechus harabim that we will be able to get through the rest of the Amud as well. Kishem shesiyamtanu, the first half of Chesam Abeis, kach ta'azreinu l'sayim, the second half. Amarle Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana. How do I know the aleha is for Isser? Maybe it's to teach me heter. Meaning we know sometimes two women, sometimes one woman. But how do you know one woman is Usser sometimes and two women is Usser sometimes? Maybe sometimes one woman is Usser and sometimes two women are Mutter. How do I know that aleha is iser dimaleha teira? V'hachi kamarachmana isha elachoysa lisa loisikach litzrar loihi v'loi tzarasa. Maybe a woman and her sister don't take as a tzara, not her and not her tzara. That's shaloi b'makoyim aleha. That's not b'makoyim yibam. Ava b'makoyim aleha shten mutarais. Maybe b'makoyim yibam. Both a woman and her, both an Erva and her tzara mutter. Look at Rashi. Mimai dahay aleha li'isura. How do I know aleha is for an isser? In other words, we're saying right now we're learning legaloi sarvasa, the erva is aser shaloi b'makom mitzvah. The tzara and the erva is aser b'makom aleha. So how do I know aleha is l'iser? Maybe this aleha, right? Memai dehay aleha li'isura atzara, that it's saying that tzara is aser. V'loy l'erva. Again, memai dehayale li isura atzara loy le erva v'loy le tzara. How do I know that aleha is le iser, not for the erva, not for the tzara? Dilma le mishri tavai. In other words, we're saying that aleha teaches me that you're not allowed to live b'makayim aleha with the erva and the tzara. Maybe it's saying you're allowed to live with both the erva and the tzara. Maybe aleha is definitely b'makam yibam. So how do you know it's saying b'makom yibam, you can't live with the erva and the tzara? Maybe it's saying b'makom yibam, you could live with the erva and the tzara. The way you read Rashi according to the Hagoyes v'Tziyunim is m'may dahay aleha li'isura. How do you know it's l'iser loy atzara v'loy le'erva dilma l'mishri tarvayo b'makom mitzvah asa? And how do you read the pasuk v'hachi mashma v'isha el achoysa, woman to her sister, loy sikach litzra, do not take to her and her co-life, loihi, v'loi tzara, v'im aleha, meaning, this is how you read the pasuk. A woman and her sister, don't take both of them, not her and not her tzara, but b'makoy mitzvah, you could take both of them. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, imkein legalois arvasa dechada hechimishkachasa. How would we fulfill the pasuk that says only the erva is aser and not the tzara? b'makom yibum, they're both mutter. But shaloi b'makom yibum, they're both aser. So, in other words, if you're using aloud to say b'makom yibum, they're both mutter. Shaloi b'makom yibum, they're both aser. Then what's legalis arvasa teaching? When is there a situation where only the arvas aser and not the tzara? If it's in a place of a mitzvah, they're both mutter. If it's not in a place of a mitzvah, shtei and asurois are both aser. Okay, Rabbeisai, we got up to the two dots. A little bit weiter. On Chesem and Aleph, we quoted the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe learned out that you don't do Yibam to an Erva and the Tzara, not from Aleha, but and not from Litzrar, but from Vilakach, Vilakcha. It says Vilakcha, you take the woman and not an Erva. V'yibim v'yibma, you take a woman and not her Tzara. Ultimately, the Gemara learned out that we aser Tzara b'maka mitzvah, we mater Tzara shaloi b'maka mitzvah. Says the Gemara Gufa Rabbi Oimer Vilakach Vilakcha Viyibem Viyibma Lesser Tsaris Va'arayas Ta'asur a Tsara and an Erva. Says the Gemara Midi Tsarais Ksiva Hacha. Does it say anything about Tsaris over here? Where in the world do we get from the Pasuk Vilakcha Viyibma that you can't live with a Tsara? Is there any indication that this Pasuk is saying you can't live with a Tsara? Void Tsarais Militzar Nafka. Tsarais, we learn from the Pasuk of Litzrar. On Gimel Amid Beis, we learn from Litzrar. So how could Rebbe, why would Rebbe argue on that? What would Rebbe do with Litzrar? So Gemara says, let me tell you, first of all, what Rebbe does with Litzrar. Litzrar, mapik leilu chud Reb Shimon. Litzrar, Rebbe uses for what Reb Shimon taught. What did Reb Shimon teach? You ready for Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is a gevaldige person, of course. But Reb Shimon said something so gishmak. Later on Chav Chesem and Beis, we have a little story. It's story time. You have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon and Levi were married to Rachel and Leah, two sisters. Shimon and Levi both die. Now Rachel and Leah fall to Reuven. Now I'm going to divulge some personal information. Whenever I see these Yevamos charts, I get very confused. I don't know. I just like to say the case. I don't know. I find it much simpler. Say the case and then read it in Rashi. The charts are complicated. I don't know. Maybe most people are not like me. But I think this is a very simple case. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon and Levi married two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And Shimon and Levi both die. Now Reuven is a potential Yavam to two sisters. So the Tanakhama says, look, you can't do Yibam to either one of them. Because since they both fall to you, they're both zakuk to you, they're both bound to you. If you do yibum to eat any one of them, you're being miyabim achois zakukasai, the sister of someone who is bound to you. Now even though someone who's bound to you, you're not married to, but there is some degree of relationship, and you can't do yibum to either one, the Tanakhama holds what you do is chalitza to both of them. The bond that you have is not enough, is not like Achos Ishan, is not going to pater you from Chalitza. Reb Shimon says, no, they're both pater from Chalitza and from Yibam, because it says, Litzrar, when two women become Tsarais Zulazu, Bezika, you can't marry any of them. There's no Zika. Two women who are Zakuk to you that you can't marry either one, you don't do Chalitza. That's what Reb Shimon uses Litzrar for. Simple enough. But the bottom line is, where do we see anything about a tzara? How could Rebbe learn out tzaras from Vilakcha? Tzaras hachaksiv, does it say anything about tzara? Back to the first question, the Gemara says hachikamer. This is how I learned from Vilakcha to Asar tzara. If it was saying just live with the Yavamim, kein leimakra Vilakach, take. My Vilakcha, why take her? Take her and not someone else. Meaning, you could take, so long as you could take everyone. Whenever there are two possibilities of taking, where if you want, you can marry A, if you want, you can marry B. Sharia, then it's mutter to take either one. But if you're not able to take both, because one of them is an erva. Tarvayu asiren. They're both aser. In other words, when do we say you could marry the yevama? That's if both yevamais are available for you to take. But if one of them is not available for you to take, you can't take the other one either. Says Rashi, imkain, if so, dehai v'lakha l'gufehu da'asa, that this word v'lakha is telling you that you just do yibum, name a krav v'lakach, let the pasuk just say v'lakach, my v'lakha. Why does it say v'lakha, take her, demashma, deshtayim naflu la'meyach? That implies two women fell from your brother. V'amar Rachman, and the Torah says v'lakha la'achas, take one and not both. So we die, what do you mean? So what does it mean, take one and not both? That if you could take each one, then each one is mutter. But if you're not able to take each one, then both of them are aser. Now Rashi points out, once we know that Sarah is aser, then she is a eshes ach. Then when she falls, then if she goes and marries another brother, and that other brother dies, and that other brother had another wife, that tzara would ask her another tzara again, because the original Eisha Sach was not mutter, and that Eisha Sach remains an erva, and it has a potential to ask her tzara. So from the Lakha we learn out that if you can take both women because one of them is an erva, we don't let you take either one. And how do I know it's only aser b'makayim yibum? V'yibma b'makayim yibum hu da'asira tzara, tzara is only aser b'makayim yibum, shaloi b'makayim yibum sharia tzara, shaloi b'makayim yibum tzara is mutter. Says the Gemara, v'rabbanon, and the Rabbanon, why do they need to learn from Litzrar? Why don't they learn it from V'lakha? Hai V'lakha mayavdilei. Mibaylahu they need l'chad Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, from what Rabbi Yosef Chanina taught, am Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. V'lakha, you know what I learned out from V'lakha? This is a very Yisaidistika teaching. That when you marry a Yavama, she becomes your full-fledged wife. The Zika is paka, you're not bound to her anymore. Meaning, if you would want to get rid of her, you don't have to give her chalitza. You could dismiss her with a get. Malamed shemagarsha beget. From here we learn out, you could divorce her with a get. Umachzira, and take her back. That's what I learned out from Vilakha. She becomes your full-fledged wife. First of all, she becomes your full-fledged wife. You don't have to get rid of the Zika with chalitza. And secondly, listen to this. If you marry your brother's wife through Yibam, and now you divorce her, so maybe you can't take her back, because at the end of the day, she's an Eishasach. And the Eishasach is only a Mutter B'makam Yibam, but now I'm not doing Yibam, now I'm marrying her Stamazoi. You want to take advantage of COVID-19, so you want to do a cheap chasana, so you figured you always wanted to spend under $5,000 on a chasana, so you're going to go to your friend's backyard and remarry your Yavama who you divorced. Why not? It's a cheap way to get married. Says the Gemara, you could take her back. So v'lakha means she becomes your full-fledged wife. V'yibma, what do I do from v'yibma? That yibum is bal karcha, against her will. And how does Rebbe learn that a yivama is a full-fledged wife that you could divorce her with again and take her back? V'Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina may le'isha nafka. It says you take her as a woman. She's a full-fledged wife. Al karcha, he learns out from yivama yavai aleha nafka. He learns that you could do yibum bal karcha from yivama yavai aleha. Everywhere else in the Torah it says eileha, the Malbim says. Oh, a man will come to her. Aleha, upon her, implies bal karcha. So now the question is, what does Rebbe do with Aleha? And that we will get into Be'ezus Hashem next Monday. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Tomorrow everyone's invited if you want to come to Flatbush to Irgun Shiurei HaTorah. And if you don't want to come to Flatbush, then I don't blame you. But you can listen to the shiur online or catch it later. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.